Newman Jets Audio Network. This is the JetCast, the official podcast of Newman University Athletics, featuring exclusive interviews with coaches, players, administrators, and more. The JetCast podcast is brought to you by Ascension Via Christi, Big Corner Creative, Donlinger Construction, Dr. Brennan Lucas and Advanced Orthopedic Associates, Eck Agency, Keystone Solid Surfaces, Mel Hambledon Ford, and by Pepsi.
What is going on? Welcome back to the JetCast, the official podcast of Newman University Athletics. I am your host, as always, Jackson Schneider. And today, I am excited to bring you episode 160 of our show. And of course, yesterday was National Girls and Women in Sports Day. And I wanted to start off with that because it felt important for me to take a moment and to recognize just how significant women's sports are, not only to Newman University, but of course to all of sports, and how women's athletics represent, you know, leadership and resilience, opportunity and progress, because it is still a work in progress. But as someone myself who has worked in sports and around women's sports specifically over the last several years, I just wanted to take a moment and to acknowledge that, because they continue to elevate, you know, competition, and the athletes that we have, especially here at Newman, inspire me and they inspire the next generation. And it also helps to remind us that sports are at their best when everyone matters, when everyone has a seat at the table, when it's all equal. And I am so incredibly proud, and on a personal note here, I'm incredibly grateful as well to get to work alongside and be around as many talented and amazing women every single day here at Newman as I do. The coaches that we have that lead with passion and purpose, and our student athletes who compete with their heart and their pride, and just the people that they are even outside of their sport as well. But their impact reaches far beyond the games that they play. And myself, Newman Athletics, Newman University as a whole, I think we're all better because of our female athletes. And so I wanted to just take a quick moment and acknowledge that. Again, happy National Girls and Women in Sports Day to all of our females in and around Newman Athletics. But speaking of that, and women in sports and women making an impact in sports, we're going to have a couple of interviews today with female sports figures on our campus. We're going to begin with the new head softball coach here at Newman in Brittany Henning. Coach Henning and the Jets opened their season strong earlier this past week, going 3-1 at the Branson Leadoff Classic. And we're going to talk about that start. We're going to talk about the culture that Coach Henning is building and what excites her about the program moving forward, you know, this year and beyond. We're going to talk about her experiences in the sport of softball. We're going to talk about the growth of the sport of softball as well. It's a great interview with Coach Henning, but we're also going to then pivot as well to women's basketball. We're going to hear some short interviews that we used at halftime of our women's basketball broadcast this past Saturday at Rogers State. And you'll be able to hear from assistant basketball coach Michaela Mack, a former Newman student athlete herself, and then also a current Newman women's basketball player in Alexis Martin. So you'll hear all females on the show, I guess, outside of me today. But let's go ahead and get into it. Again, let's take our first break here on episode 160 of the JetCast. After a word from some of our sponsors, we'll come back and we'll hear from the new head softball coach of the Newman Jets in Brittany Henning. That's next here on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita. Listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Welcome back into the JetCast here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider, pleased to be joined over the phone by Newman softball head coach Brittany Henning. Coach, thank you for joining us today. Really appreciate the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Of course. And your season off and running and kind of took a little bit of an interesting start with the schedule changes and the weather and everything, but it paid off. I know you were extremely excited to get started in your first year as head coach, but tell us a little bit about kind of the work that's been put in by you and your team over the last few weeks just to get ready for the season.
The girls have done an incredible amount of work on and off the field. It takes so much preparation just to, you know, run a smooth machine, and they've put in so much time. We've practiced inside, outside, anywhere we can get. Like you mentioned, the weather's been crazy. It's been cold. It's been really nice. It's just been kind of all over the place. And they've done a really great job of adapting, going with the flow, and just putting in the work at any time, whenever they can, wherever they can.
I'm sure you've kind of rubbed off on them in that direction, because you've worked really hard in the sport of softball in your entire career, both playing and now coaching. But kind of tell us a little bit about your philosophy as a coach and kind of what it takes to instill a hard work ethic on a team that's motivated, especially to make some big gains this year.
Yeah, a couple things that we kind of really think about, you know, this year. What, you know, our motto really for the year is do hard things, or you can do hard things, because, you know, many of the girls are returners. There's not a very big group of new girls this year. And so they were here in the past. And, you know, I tell them, don't ignore the past, embrace it, know the past. But, you know, we're not defined by our past by any means. And I tell them, you know, it's going to be really hard to change the way things go for you. It's going to be really hard to show up and work every day, you know, and that's just the thing. They can do hard things. One of the other things we talk about a lot is you don't rise to the occasion, you fall to your standard. So I tell them every day to continue to have the highest of high standard for themselves, whether that's in the classroom, whether that's just as a good person, a good human, whether that's in softball, because, you know, like we saw this weekend in some tight games and some tough situations, you know, you don't rise to the occasion. You don't all of a sudden become something you're not. You fall to the standard that you've held yourself to up until that point.
That's awesome. I love that mindset. Now, you mentioned the team having a lot of returners, and I'm sure that's a great thing for you as a first-year head coach, because you've got a great core group to work with, but also because this isn't your first rodeo with the Jets. I know there's probably some similar faces or familiar faces from your previous stint as an assistant on the staff a couple of years ago, but has that kind of made the transition to you being the head coach a little bit easier?
It's been fun. Actually, it's been kind of crazy. I tell, there is a small group of girls that were freshmen when I was here back in 2023 as an assistant. They're seniors now this year, and it's just funny. I goof with them all the time and say, you know, when you came in as freshmen, you were these little girls who were all scared and didn't know, and now they've blossomed into incredible young women who are doing amazing things on campus. You know, Alex Schreiner, she's SAC president, does an incredible job. You know, Travia, she's involved in all things Newman. I think everybody on the campus knows her name. And it's just really incredible for those girls that I've been able to see kind of in both situations. But the girls have really embraced me, brought me in. They think of me as one of their own. You know, they've done a great job of jumping into my philosophies and running with the things that myself and my staff are trying to teach them. And, you know, I tried to not come in too hot and change everything about them. You know, like I said, I want them to have a good foundation, but just change a few things at the same time.
Again, we're visiting with Newman head softball coach Brittany Henning in her first season as head coach with the Jets. Coach, let's go back a little bit and talk about your background. You're a Wichita native. You went to Mays and did great things in your prep softball career, went on to play in college at OU and Ole Miss, two really high-level softball programs. But tell me a little bit about kind of how you fell in love with the game of softball and how it's become now a career for you.
Yeah, I kind of say, you know, I got into coaching by accident. Because like you said, you know, I'm from Wichita. I bounced around a little bit. I went to Mays. I ended up graduating actually from Bishop Carroll. And so, you know, bounced around a little bit in that aspect and then started my career at OU and played there and was a part of a national championship team. Decided to transfer and went down to Ole Miss. And that's where I finished my career. You know, was a part of some really cool things there, some firsts for the program and laying a really cool foundation for the program that still exists there. Came back to Wichita in 2020, and I didn't have a plan. I didn't have a goal. I didn't have anything, and I was just kind of sitting in this limbo state of, you know, what do I do now? Softball's gone, and I don't get to play anymore, and this is, you know, awful. And then decided on a whim to make a phone call to a facility and ask them if I could jump in as an instructor, and have since taken over that facility, and I'm the general manager of it now, and I always blame Darren Rumsey for this, as he conned me into coaching 12 and under 1 year, and I just absolutely fell in love with it. That team was incredible. Those girls were incredible. I learned so much about myself and about the game and about them, and it was just truly, you know, the little spark that I needed to really light my fire coaching, and I have never looked back since. It's been awesome. It's been incredible.
That's amazing. And you know, when I was kind of doing my research on you, anytime you see an athlete or a coach tied to, you know, SEC softball or even, you know, Oklahoma softball, that jumps off a page because there's really no higher level than that, you know, collegiately speaking. But tell me a little bit about what you learned through your college softball experience, playing against some of the best, reaching the top of the Summit with a national championship. Just kind of what did you learn throughout that playing experience, and how does that maybe help to translate to your coaching as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I learned a lot of things. I was actually talking to a group the other day, and I said, you know, the game of softball really taught me a lot more after I took the uniform off, really, than it did when I was playing, just because I didn't realize how impactful quick 4 years were going to be on my life. You know, being in Oklahoma, obviously that laid a really great foundation and taught me, you know, discipline and, you know, really what it looks like to win and to be a part of a successful program. And then transferring to Ole Miss, I got to be, you know, like you said, a part of the SEC. And I truly believe that there's nothing better than the SEC. No offense to anybody else out there, but, you know, it was just incredible. You got to see the best of the best competition every single weekend, no days off, no weekends off. You know, it was truly just a grind of having to show up every single day and compete, and not only compete, you know, with your teammates for your spot, but, you know, like I said, competing with the best of the best in the world. So I think, you know, it taught me good and bad things that, you know, I try to convey to my girls, you know, how to be successful in the game, how to, you know, all things coaching. But in the same time, you know, it taught me, you know, life's not built on softball, right? Like I said, I got in that weird limbo state after softball was over, and I was like, what do I do now? And, you know, that's one of the biggest things that I look at right now, is getting these girls to graduate and, you know, having them success after softball and off the field, and, you know, really trying to build them as women and as people that are going to, you know, go in and shape the world, in addition to hopefully really great softball athletes.
Of course. And I'm sure, you know, that experience at the top level of Division I
pays dividends now, being in really one of the most competitive conferences in Division II, and you've gotten a taste of that as an assistant in the past, but the MIAA is kind of its own monster at this level, and you're helping to build Newman to be, you know, competitive day in and day out with this league. But, you know, coaching wise, how do you help this group to grow and to compete? Because as you mentioned, like you grow from the past, you look back on it, but you're not limited to that. And obviously this group has some lofty goals to improve this season. So how does your experience with high level softball help to prepare this group for the rigors of the MIAA here in a couple weeks?
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, the MIAA is an incredible conference to be in. You know, I'm fortunate to be here and be able to put these girls up against, like, similar to what I was in. Incredible competition, no weekends off. You know, you're going out there, you have to compete, you have to be at your best every game, or people are going to take advantage of you. I think, you know, just really one of the biggest things we're trying to learn and to really take advantage of this year is, like you said, you know, we're not limited by our past. I think in the past, you know, not maybe necessarily within the whole university, but maybe just within the team, there's been kind of this like, oh, it's Newman, you know, kind of feeling, and just kind of this weird almost fog kind of hanging over everything, just, you know, looking at the past, and that's kind of how it's been, and that's how things are always going to be. And I think one of the biggest things and biggest challenges actually coming in you know, this year as the head coach was trying to get them to realize, like, that doesn't exist. You're making that up. You're pulling things out of nowhere. You know, there is no, oh, that's Newman, right? It's changing to, wow, that's Newman in a really, really good way, exciting way, where people are, say, it's a title to call to me and saying, you know, these girls are incredible. They're incredible people. They did an incredible job. You know, they're such good girls, things like that. And, you know, really getting them to believe that they're here for a reason. They've done the work. They've put in the time. They've put in the energy outside, you know, leading up to their college careers and in their college careers, that they have earned the right to be on the field with every single other MIAA team.
Absolutely. And I did want to ask you, being a Wichita native, you know, coming back to Newman and helping to try and build this program here, you're very early in your tenure, obviously, but you probably are one of the best people to speak to the level of softball in the Wichita Metro, you know, between summer club teams and high school athletics and everything. But what kind of a spot is Newman in to be, you know, the only MIAA school right here in the Wichita area, and the opportunity to kind of draw some of that local talent?
Absolutely. Wichita is an incredible hub for athletes. You see it at all levels. You know, we have incredible facilities here. We bring national teams in to play, things like that. But, you know, the talent in Wichita I truly think there's nothing like it. And I, you know, like you said, have a really great opportunity to see that day in and day out, whether it's at high school, travel tournaments, et cetera. And I really hope to be able to come in and build those relationships with, you know, travel coaches, high school coaches, et cetera, and, you know, build the relationships with the girls and keep our local girls here. Because like you said, you know, they're already here. They're from here. You know, like you said, the MIAA conference is incredible. I really want to help bring them into Newman and keep them here, keep them home, and let them compete at a great level locally. And, you know, locally at Newman, competing in the MIAA.
Of course. And again, we're visiting with Newman head softball coach Brittany Henning, and coming off a very successful first weekend in, or I guess, is it really a weekend if you're playing on a Monday afternoon? I don't know, but 3-1, the 3-0 start, the first 2-0 start, I believe, for the Jet softball program in about 4 years. And I couldn't find the last time they started 3-0 at least. So I have to do a real deep dive there, but a fantastic start nonetheless. Take us through kind of what you saw in that broad scope of a four-game sample size. What encouraged you the most, and what was maybe the great spots that you saw from this team?
You know, I see them every day at practice, and it's kind of like watching your kids grow. You don't notice until all of a sudden they're 2 feet taller, and you're like, oh, my gosh, like, you're not my baby anymore. And I think that's kind of where I'm at. You know, the day before we left, I had somebody stop me and say, you know, the girls look so good. They look so different. They look incredible. You know, you should be very excited and very proud. And not that I wasn't before that, but, you know, that gave me a really good boost of confidence going into the weekend. And then we got out there and the girls got on the field and they just started doing their thing. And we were seeing the incredible plays that I see every day in practice out there on the field. I told them after the first game, they were a well-oiled machine from top to bottom, left to right. You know, everybody in the dugout had a job and a role, and they performed it perfectly. Everybody on the field had a job, and they did it perfectly. And it was just really incredible to see, you know, like I said, I preach the little things because, like I said, you don't rise to the occasion, you fall to your standard. And if your standard isn't very high to do the little things right every single time, when you get into game situations like that and the little things are being called on, you're not going to do them right. You're not going to be able to execute. So it was really awesome to see the girls executing the little things with ease, flawlessly. We turned double plays, made it look, you know, ESPN type plays. They were incredible, had girls diving all over the field. I was truly so impressed in every area of our game this weekend. They did incredible.
That's awesome. And, you know, I just following along with the live stats, like I was telling you before we started recording, I was having a blast just kind of watching it fall together on my phone. I didn't even get to see it, but it looked so great with the way things were going. And the offense got off to a fantastic start, scoring a bunch of runs. And really, the player that jumped off the page to me was Maylee Noda, and, you know, hitting a home run and driving in 5 runs over 4 games, doing great things to lead the offense. How can she maybe be a catalyst for this team and the offense moving forward?
Oh, man. Watching her develop this fall and early spring has been incredible. You know, she was one of the girls that jumped out at me right as soon as I got onto campus, just, you know, because of how powerful her swing was. And, you know, to see her being able to see the ball really well and put key balls in play, hit the deep ball, things like that, you know, it's just an incredible testament of the work she's done and the time she's put in on her own to, you know, be able to do those things in game. I'm really excited for her future. I truly think she's going to be a great leader for us. Both defensively and offensively all year. She's done an incredible job. It was really fun to see, you know, her approach the plate with just so much confidence and so much swagger almost as she walked up there. Like, you know, she knew that the ball looked like a beach ball to her. She was ready to hit the ball. It was awesome. It was incredible. We actually had her up. We had international tiebreaker, so we're late innings. Had a runner on second base. You know, typically in that situation, you call on your batters to bunt, move the runner over, you know, kind of move station to station. And, you know, her and that great part of our lineup was coming up, and Tyler and I were like, you know, we're going to let them swing. They've done this. They've been in this situation in practice a million times. We talk about score the runner from second, you know, move her over, et cetera. We trust that they can do it, and they get it done, and they absolutely did. It was awesome to see.
Yeah, absolutely. And now the crazy part is you played 4 games in two days to start, and you get a little bit of rest time, a couple of weeks before your next tournament. You go to Topeka, so you get to build off of this in practice and continue to work towards, you know, the big goals, and there's so much season in front of you. But how valuable now is this kind of off time in between tournaments to, like I said, to build off of it and to continue growing?
Yeah, absolutely. They have an off day today, thankfully. I think, you know, everybody's bodies were a little tired. I was tired and I didn't even have to play. So, you know, I think they're really thankful for the off day today. And then the next few weeks, we'll just take the time to really slowly walk through some things and clean up a few things. You know, we played an incredible game, but, you know, there's obviously always areas we can improve on. So, you know, walk through those things a little slowly and take some time to turn back and look at those games individually for each player and really find a couple things to sharpen up or focus on or, you know, adjust. That way we can continue to be firing on all cylinders when we come back in Washburn.
Awesome. Again, Brittany Henning, our guest, Newman Head softball coach. Coach, before I let you go, I did want to ask, you know, about the sport of softball in general. Like we mentioned, you've been coaching for the last several years now, and you played it at such a high level, but softball's really never been more popular than it is right now, you know, with the Women's Pro League really taking off and obviously the popularity of the Women's College World Series. Just tell us a little bit about your thoughts on the sport of softball and its growth over the last couple of years.
You know, it's been incredible to watch, incredible to see. I played, you know, right before the AUSL League started up, and so I kind of got to watch that from the beginning and really see that grow. And it's just been so awesome and so incredible to see, you know, we dreamed of playing, you know, and when you're a little kid, you dream of playing pro, and then, you know, as you get older, you realize that's not really an option, and now that really is. You know, these young girls get to watch their idols and see them grow and, you know, have local teams, you know, that get to play in Wichita at Wichita State, and, you know, it's just making softball so much more accessible, and it's incredible to see that, you know, like I said, those dreams of those little girls, you know, have an end, you know, they get to see softball on the big stage, you know, in that way. And I know Netflix came out with a whole TV series about, you know, a softball player. And it's just incredible to see that, you know, the sport I fell in love with at nine and, you know, grew up thinking, hey, maybe one day I can play pro, that's a possibility for a lot more girls nowadays. It's just, it's incredible. It's awesome. There's huge tournaments in Wichita, like I said, most every weekend in the summer, if not two or three going on. And it's just so awesome to see so many girls pouring into the game and so many coaches giving back to the game in all ways.
Awesome. Coach, thank you so much for the time today. Really appreciate it. So excited to get to know you and your team a little bit better over the course of this spring, but enjoy your off day today. Get some rest. I know you're a mom, so you need that little extra rest as well. But again, really appreciate the time, and we'll bug you again here soon.
That sounds great. Thank you so much again for having me, and go Jets.
Absolutely. That's Brittany Henning. We'll take a quick break here on the JetCast and be back with more right after this.
Dondlinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Dondlinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at dondlinger.biz. That's dondlinger.biz. Dondlinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Hey boss, the backhoe was stolen from the valley job.
Great.
And our computers were hacked last night, and they got some of our clients' information.
Seriously?
And your wife called. She said the dead tree you were supposed to tear down fell on your neighbor's roof.
What am I going to do?
I'd call Eck Agency. They're great at providing insurance solutions to protect your business, work comp, home, and autos before these things happen. Call or text Eck Agency at 316-303-1905 or visit eckagency.com.
Welcome back in to the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider visiting with Newman Jr. Alexis Martin. Lex, we are, 15 minutes from where you grew up here at Rogers State today. Are you a little extra excited to play for this one?
I am. A lot of my family's coming, so it'll be a good game.
Yeah, it's kind of a crazy week for you, right? Like Wednesday we played at UCO where you came from, and now we're back in your hometown. Do you have to manage the emotions a little extra for games like this?
I do. I have to just tell myself to stay calm. It gets a little overwhelming at times, but I mean, I just play my game and I think it all just comes together. So.
Absolutely. And you've been a great shooter for this group, but one of the top shooters in the conference. I don't know if you knew that, but you were top three in three-point percentage. What do you think that your shot can do to help this team and reach the goals that you have?
I think it can help a lot. I like to score, obviously, so me being able to play my role and everyone else plays their role, I think we can win a good game today.
All right. Now, Coach was telling me you got your favorite tee spot. Wait, tell us a little bit about that. Are you superstitious? Do you need that?
Yes, I am. In high school, I'd go there before every game, so I'm hoping it gives me a little good vibes right now.
All right. What's the order?
It's a fruit roll-up energy tee. So.
What's that?
I don't really know what's in it. But
it just
tastes
good?
Yeah, it tastes good, yeah.
All right. I like that. You gotta ask the fun questions too, right? Now, last thing I want to ask for you. It's a big game. Obviously, you're very excited playing it here at Rogers State, but this is a big one for your team and the goals that you have. And we had them for a bit in the first meeting, and they came back on us. What do you have to do today to change that outcome?
I think we just all need to stay composed. When it gets the second half, I think that's when we start to not play like ourselves. So I think by the fourth quarter, we just need to stay composed and be together.
All right. Appreciate the time, Lex. Good luck today.
Thank you.
That's Alexis Martin. We'll take a quick break and be back with more right after this.
Let's face it, it's been a while since you updated your kitchen and bathroom. And while they fit your style when your house was built, styles change. Or maybe the space just isn't fitting your current needs. That's where Keystone Solid Surfaces comes in. Keystone is the premier fabricator and installer of quartz, granite, and solid surfaces in Kansas. And with their huge brand new showroom at 1655 North Wabash in Wichita, providing the perfect inspiration, the possibilities are truly endless. That's why when it's time for an upgrade, the key is Keystone. KeystoneSolidSurfaces.com or find great specials on Facebook.
Hi, friends. Phil Nightingale, General Manager of Mount Hamilton Ford. Are you looking for a car, truck, or SUV?
With over 500 new vehicles, we are sure to have exactly what you want and what you need. Mount Hamilton Ford is sure to have your favorite color at a payment that fits your budget. Not looking for a new vehicle? No problem. Let our sales staff help you find a pre-owned vehicle. Over 90% of our vehicles are certified. That means peace of mind for you.
Shop us online or in person. Mount Hamilton Ford. Experience the difference.
Welcome back on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider visiting now with Newman women's basketball assistant coach Michaela Mack. Coach, we're kind of in your neck of the woods the last couple days. We played at UCO Wednesday, your hometown. Now we're just down the road here in Claremore. Do you enjoy when your team comes down here and plays?
Oh, yeah, it's great. I always get to have some family and some friends come out and get to support and catch some games that they're normally not able to attend, especially on those Saturday, Thursday games in the afternoon. It's been really nice to be home.
I bet. Now, you're also a little familiar with this particular gym because you played at Newman. You've played in this gym before, and I know you kind of know some of the quirks or the unique parts of it. Do you have to give your team a little heads up on how to play here?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It's a little rough to play in Rogers State. It's a little bit of a different environment. Their setup and their gym, their floor is a little wonky. You're going to have to dribble the ball a little bit harder than you're probably used to, but I mean, that's just game-by-game adjustments. Every arena is completely different. You're just going to have to figure it out and find what works with you.
Now, for you as a coach, I know you're a little bit extra fiery sometimes on the sideline. That's kind of your personality, right? You're a little louder. I like to hear you yelling and giving this team some energy. But tell us a little bit about your coaching style.
I think some people might say I'm just a little dramatic. I just think I provide a little energy. You like to get them fired up. My team is very, very emotional. They like to ride the highs. They're very energetic. And I see what works for them, and I do my best to try to just encourage them and get them going.
Now, you're in your third year with Coach Briggs. How have you two built kind of the relationship that you have as coaches to make sure this team continues to get better?
I think we just do a very good job of balancing each other out. I mean, if you see us, we're probably completely different on the personality spectrum, but we're very similar in our thought process and our end goals and visions for this team. So we do what's best to balance each other out and then just try to give our team what they need.
All right. Now, are you superstitious? I was talking to Coach Briggs. She says she's not very superstitious, but at the same time, we had to go get Chick-fil-A breakfast because she thinks the team plays better. So are you superstitious?
In my personal game day routine, yes. My kids know that there are certain things they don't touch. I'm very big on I packed our jerseys. They go a certain way. If we have a home game, our jerseys get passed out in their lockers a certain way. They don't touch anything. I like everything to stay the same and be consistent in our game day routine. So am I a little assistant coach type A a little bit? Yeah.
All right. I like it. And I got to admire your focus because I can't hardly focus with these two in front of us causing craziness around us. But how do you manage this team? Because they're full of characters.
I'm telling you, this is a day by day in my life, a daily of multitasking and a little bit of mom brain. And I kind of just use selective listening, and I kind of just tune them out sometimes.
All right, Coach, I appreciate the time as always. Thank you so much for visiting with me. The last thing I got, big game against Rogers State today. What does the team have to do to be successful?
We just got to stay focused, follow our game plan, and execute, and make some shots.
All right. Appreciate the time, Coach Mack.
Thank you.
That's Michaela Mack. We'll take a break and be back with more right after this.
From the moment you walk through the doors at Ascension Via Christi, you'll hear the sounds of hope, health, and strength. Because Ascension Via Christi is more than just hospitals, ERs, and clinics. Ascension Via Christi teams start by understanding you, your health, and your life to deliver the care that's right for you. Connected to a national network of care and the expertise of a wide range of doctors and specialists. Ascension Via Christi in Wichita, listening to you, caring for you. Find a doctor online at healthcare.ascension.org.
Dondlinger Construction is currently hiring qualified CDLA truck drivers, heavy equipment operators, and heavy civil concrete carpenters for projects in and around the Wichita metro area. Dondlinger Construction is employee-owned and offers competitive weekly pay and benefits. Quick start your new career and apply online at dondlinger.biz. That's dondlinger.biz. Dondlinger Construction is an EEO-compliant employer. Veterans, women, and minorities encouraged to apply.
Welcome back here on the JetCast on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Jackson Schneider with you here today as we wrap up our show today with just a little bit of news and notes. And of course, we'll take a look at the upcoming schedule in Newman University Athletics. But let's start with a little bit of news on the awards front, because earlier this week, Newman University awarded its Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Distinguished Service Award winners. And every year at Newman, one student, one faculty member, and one staff member are recognized for embodying the principles of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Service, justice, and equality. And the MLK Distinguished Service Award honors individuals who make a lasting impact through leadership, community building, and a deep commitment to inclusivity within the Newman community. And I am super excited to talk about this today because this year's recipients truly represent those values, and I know on a firsthand basis, at least for two of them. But I want to congratulate women's soccer student athlete Delphine Sosu, who has become, over the last couple of years, a JetCast staple for her performances on the pitch. But it's really cool to see Delphine awarded for her efforts outside of women's soccer here at Newman as well. Additionally, men's basketball head coach RJ Allen has been awarded the Distinguished Service Award as well. And I have gotten to know Coach Allen so well over the last 3 years now. And I think it's absolutely incredible and so well deserved for him to earn this designation for his distinguished service to Newman. He is a Wichita guy. He is a Newman guy through and through. And you won't find anybody that I respect more on our campus. Just the way he leads our basketball program, and he provides a strong example, being a role model for our athletes and other members of our campus. It's super cool to see. And again, congratulations to RJ Allen for earning that award as well. And then finally, faculty member Vanessa Riles earned that designation as well. Each of them, again, lead by example and continue to make Newman a stronger, more inclusive place through their actions and their service. And I just wanted to take a second and congratulate all three of them, this year's MLK Distinguished Service Award winners. Now, let's get into this schedule, because we got a lot going on over the next couple of days in Jets athletics, but it all starts tonight with the one big game event in Fugate Gymnasium. The men's and women's basketball teams hosting Missouri Southern tonight at 5:30 and 7:30. It's the one big game event. There's going to be giveaways. It's a red out, so wear your red Newman jerseys or your gear. We're going to pack Fugate Gymnasium and make it all red on the inside for these huge contests against Missouri Southern. And again, those games will be tonight, February 5th at 5:30 and 7:30 p.m. But if you are unable to join us in Fugate for the red out for the one big game event, you can always tune in on the MIAA network for the video feed, or of course, I'll have you covered on the Newman Jets audio network broadcast as well. We'll go live at NewmanJets.com at about 5:15 p.m. Tonight on February 5th. Then into Friday, women's bowling will head up to Illinois for the Flyer Classic hosted by Lewis University. They'll be in action all weekend long up in Illinois, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So 3 full days for our women's bowling team beginning Friday morning. Baseball as well will be in action starting Friday afternoon. They'll be playing 4 games for their home opening series over the 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I will be super excited to be back at McCarthy Field for you after the Jets opened the Lance Spongberg era of Jet baseball with a comeback win in extra innings on Tuesday afternoon. They defeated Northwest Oklahoma State down in Alva, Oklahoma, 8-5 in 10 innings. And we'll have you covered on Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock on the MIAA network for the video broadcast, and we'll have an audio network broadcast of the Friday game and the Sunday game in this series. But there will be a doubleheader on Saturday afternoon starting at noon, as, again, the Jets play four matchups at home over 3 days, hosting Metropolitan State University of Denver. Friday night, 5 o'clock, at the Kansas Star Casino, just a little south of Wichita down in Mulvane. The Jet wrestling team, which has a couple of wrestlers, again, in the top 25 right now, doing some great things. They're going to be taking on Labette Community College in a duel. So if you want to get out to Mulvane, catch the Jets in action on the wrestling mats Friday night, get on out there to Kansas Star Casino. On to Saturday, we already talked about, again, baseball being in action against MSU Denver over the weekend, but men's bowling will be at the SWIBC Championship in San Antonio over Saturday and Sunday. Those both all-day-long events, so keep tabs on the Jets on the lanes once again there. But also at 1:30 and 3:30 in the afternoon inside of Fugate Gymnasium, the Jet basketball teams will be hosting the Pittsburgh State Gorillas, and what should be a ton of fun with those two matchups. Again, the Pitt State women, I think, are ranked number 15 in the nation right now. So you got to pack Fugate and help the Jets try to pull off the top 15 upset in that one. And then, of course, the men's game is always fantastic when the Gorillas come to town. The Jets, very competitive with Pittsburgh State over the last couple of seasons, but we got to get over that hump and try to knock off the Gorillas when they're playing on our home floor. We'll, again, have coverage of those two matchups on the MIAA Network video feed, and then we'll have audio network broadcasts as well at NewmanJets.com. But that's all we got for the weekend. Next week, Jet basketball on the road Thursday and Saturday. They'll be at Nebraska Kearney Thursday night and at Fort Hays State on Valentine's Day. Baseball will be back at home as well Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of next week for a four-game series over 3 days against the Upper Iowa Peacocks as well. And there's a couple of other great things with women's bowling on the road. Men's bowling will be back in action once again. Wrestling will be in action next Saturday as well. So lots going on, but I'll invite you to go to NewmanJets.com/calendar to check out the full composite schedule of what's coming up in Newman University Athletics. But that is going to wrap up our show today, episode 160 of the JetCast here today. Really appreciate the time, again, from new head softball coach Brittany Henning, also for our guests Michaela Mack and Alexis Martin from the women's basketball programs. Really appreciate them taking the time to speak with me, as always, and hope you enjoyed this show. And again, we're celebrating National Girls and Women in Sports Day to, again, those of you women listening, tuning in, competing in athletics, coaching in athletics, I see you, I appreciate you, and I'm so excited about the future of women's athletics, not only here at Newman, but all across the country and the world. And I'm super, super proud and happy to be where I'm at, to be touched and involved in some of these great women's athletics programs that we've got here at Newman, and just to be a voice for the great characters that we have in our locker rooms as well. But that's going to wrap up our show. Like I said, I'm Jackson Schneider. This has been episode 160 of the JetCast. We'll see you next week for more in Newman Athletics here on the Newman Jets Audio Network.
Life, it throws you curves and it knocks you down. But what separates the good from the great is the getting back up. Newman University will always get back up. We are a university of doers, of innovators, of transformers. We inspire as we soar to new heights. We will not be beaten. We will not settle for anything less than the best. We are Newman University.